This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, John Farrell is the director of golf at the Harbortown Golf Links at the Seaplines Plantation on Hilton Head Island. It's a pleasure to welcome John Farrell back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, John.
Hello, Antonio. Thank you for having me. What a treat.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All right, let's talk about Hurricane Matthew. Tell me what Hurricane Matthew did to the golf course a couple of weeks ago.
Well, we have 54 holes, so Harbortown Golf Links is the one that people are most interested in learning about because it hosts the RBC Heritage every spring. And the major problem there was trees, and trees are such a big part of its design and the shot values and the overall feel of the golf course. We took a big hit with trees. That's the bad news. The good news is a great number of the trees that impact the shot values and the integrity of the design were thinned, I would call it, but they were not lost. And I hasten to add, the ones that we did lose that affect the playability of the golf course, we'll be replacing. So at the end of the day, we're feeling pretty fortunate. And that we're going to be okay, and all 54 holes in Seapines Resort are going to be just fine.
Is there any kind of preparation you can do on a golf course, John, when a hurricane seems imminent?
Not really. There's little things that really would be unnoticeable. I mean, we drop lagoon levels to the lowest possible degree. We control water levels, tables where we can. So that we can accommodate to as much of the storm surge of water as we can. And then you remove anything that's not growing out of the ground, you know. You put store away everything you can on the golf course. But then you got to kind of pray. Get the rosary beads out, baby. And we feel that this could have been worse. So instead of coming back and looking at the devastation, we've chosen to look at it like, hey, in a lot of ways, we were lucky. It was a Category 2. It wasn't right at high tide, although it was shortly thereafter. So we're going to be okay. And we didn't have any trees on greens. All our tight cut areas and from tee to green and the golf courses are fine. They're absolutely fine. The only reason we're not open at this point is that some of the trees that we've removed all the ones that are down, but we're working on the limbs and the loose limbs and the hangers, they're called, to make it as safe as we possibly can before we reopen. We're going to reopen in the next few days on our Atlantic Dunes by Davis Love III, which we were scheduled to do a ribbon cutting with last Sunday, or 2 weeks ago Sunday, when the storm was here. So that's going to be rescheduled.
This is probably an unfair hypothetical, John. Let me apologize right up front. If you did not host a tour event, you talk about the trees that are in play. If you did not host a tour event, would you replant those trees?
On Harbortown, yes. And there aren't that many, as I said. A great number of the ones that affect the playability of the hole were not lost. The ones that we're replacing, yeah, I think so. I think even the Joe Q public, who we're so grateful to have here in big numbers, is they would appreciate the demands and the way the hole was intended to be played by Pete Dye and Jack Nicklaus. You know, so yes, the answer to your question, we would replace the ones that we're doing. The ones that don't affect the playability of the golf course, we're probably not going to replace. But the ones that do impact the way you have to navigate the hole, they've got to be replaced, yeah, whether or not we have a tour event or not. Now, it doesn't hurt that our ownership, they don't like golf. They love golf. They're real enthusiasts, and they have a great respect for the traditions and the integrity of the golf course. So they're saying, let's do this right. And that's the way they operate anyway. They just, when there's a choice to be made, right versus wrong, they 100% of the time, not 95, not 99, 100% of the time, they choose to do with what's right for the long-term best interest of the golf course and our members, our guests, and our employees. Yeah, we're in very good hands, thankfully.
We're talking with John Farrell here on the Augusta Golf Show. No damage to the new clubhouse, correct?
None. Clubhouses, we've got three. We've got a new golf clubhouse that hosts 36 holes, the Atlantic Dunes by Davis Love and the Heron Point by Pete Dye, and then across the street from that is the new Beach Club. And then we've got the Harbortown Golf Links Clubhouse. We did have some flooding in the Harbortown Golf Links Clubhouse basement where the carts are staged.
Sure.
But restaurant's fully operational, golf shop's fully operational, professionals' locker room is up and running, so we're doing fine.
How did the rest of the island fare?
Well, similarly, a lot of tree and water, a lot of tree damage and water, but I guess the best way to put that is there aren't any golf courses open yet on the island. The ones in Bluffton are open, a great number of the ones in Bluffton are open, but on the island at this point, on the 26th, they're not open yet. So that kind of tells you the amount of tree damage that was done. The safety issue is everybody's first concern. Number one is you remove the trees that prevent you from getting around the golf course. Number two is, once you can get around, you want to get around safely. So you go right to work on safety. And that's been our 100% focus since coming back to the island, is getting the removing the risk for injury. Because there's no, on record, there are no, thank goodness, we're not going to funeral masses here. We're cleaning trees up. So we're right, counting our blessings. We're grateful that we're going to be okay. And we're going to be up and running here in a matter of days, really. So the town, it's been really cool to see all the different entities working together so harmoniously. When you look at the town and the CSA, which is Community Service Associates, and Seapines, the resort operations, which is Seapines Resort, all of them coming together, pooling resources, making good, smart business decisions, and getting things open and safe as fast as possible. You know, you learn, right? You learn a lot about a character of a place when you have adverse conditions. Well, we've been challenged, and everybody's stepped up. And we've all had to work in unconventional roles. You know, I got caddies that are the backpack blowers on. We got waiters and waitresses that are cleaning and pulling limbs. And, you know, we got everybody saying, I'll do whatever it takes. And that's been a treat to see. Everybody coming together.
You know, it's very refreshing. The story that you tell is not that different than the story Bert Blaine tells up at the Greenbrier about what Jim Justice said about how we're going to get these golf courses back after the flooding that they had. It's a very similar story, and it's a great story to hear about your owners.
Yeah, our owners are just, boy, we couldn't. It's almost like lightning struck twice. Seapines with Charles Frazier's original vision to come up with this gated community with a high level of sensitivity to the environment and the trees and everything. And now we've got to fast forward to, 11 years ago now, when our Riverstone group out of Richmond, Virginia came in and took over Seapines Resort. They love the game. They think it's best that you walk when you play. They think you should go into the grill when you finish. They believe in the fellowship and the caddy programs. They want you to have a traditional golf experience with the best possible course conditions, with great food, with great service. Every meeting we have, there's three things that come up: great golf course conditions, great service levels, great food, and they like pace of play. They like you to play in a reasonable amount of time. If you take care of all those things, you'll be okay.
I know that the course.
So we're in good hands.
Well, good. I know that the course underwent some major work last year. Were there any large projects scheduled between now and tournament time next year?
No, just because we had just regrassed, as you said, last summer. We regrassed every inch of the golf course. We've just finished it in time for the last year's Heritage. So Every inch of grass on the golf course is essentially new. You know, it's a year old. So we had no capital plans. Now, we did just complete a major reconstruction of what was the ocean course, and we were going to be doing a ribbon cutting with Davis was coming back as the Ryder Cup victorious captain and a new Hall of Fame inductee, and he was going to preside over our ribbon cutting at the Atlantic Dunes course, our sister club here, and that had to be delayed because of the storm. But at this point, we have 54 holes of brand-new golf. Everything's state-of-the-art irrigation systems, new cart paths, new everything. But Harbortown was, and we've already had, the tour's already been in and done an inspection of the grounds and the trees and everything that we're discussing here. And they see that we're fully prepared to host the RBC Heritage in April we're not even tapping the brakes. You know, we're doing just fine. It's going to be perfect.
So the golfer listening this weekend, you've mentioned it a couple of times, you're this close to opening. So the golfer listening this weekend wants to come down or come up and play Harbortown. What do you tell them?
This weekend, Harbortown will not be open, but it will be open and early to mid November. The best way is to go to www.cpines.com. The updates there will be announcing course openings. But we're only days away from opening Atlantic Dunes, and then we'll be a couple days more, we'll be opening Heron Point, and then Harbortown will be third. And the major reason for that is Harbortown's the number of trees on Harbortown was greater than the number of trees on our other two. But Harbortown's also overseeding, so when we want to open, we want it to be perfect. You know, we don't want anybody to come up and have to play on recently overseeded greens. So when it opens, which will be mid-November, it'll be flow. It'll be perfect. It'll be tournament conditions, and the other two are going to be ready here in a matter of days, and they're in perfect shape too. So, the listeners should take a peek at our website and get the latest greatest information about course openings, and then come join us. They'll be welcomed with open arms because Hilton Head's ready to get back in the game. Everybody's anxious to get back to work, and start having some fun with our sun-filled fairways. You know, we're ready. We're excited.
John, thank you for taking the time to do this. Thanks for the update, and best of luck. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, John. Thanks for the call.